Okay, our friends. So today, since we have been in the Jurassic World Park, we're actually gonna shift gears and go to a different theme park. Why? Because we went on vacation and we went to this theme park and it's fresh in our heads and we wanna share the story with you. Today's story is a little golden book. It is called Disney's Mickey's Walt Disney World Adventure. Woohoo! It was written by Kathy Hapka and it's illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. That's a whole bunch of different people who all work together to create Disney art. And we value them because they work hard. And we can't wait to see what things Mickey will get up to in his story today. So buckle up, y'all. Today's story is read by Mommy and Filipino. All right, here we go.
"I've had such a fun day today, Mickey," exclaimed Minnie Mouse. "There's so much to do here at Walt Disney World. The rides, the shops, the movies, and of course, the yummy snacks."
Which is true, they do have yummy snacks. "I had fun too," Mickey said, "and I can't wait to lead the parade tonight. I'll wear my brand new Drum Major's hat."
"Oh, yes," Minnie said. "You look great in that new hat, Mickey. Why don't you try it on right now?"
"Good idea," Mickey said. "I have it right. Oh, no, where could it be? I had it with me all day. I must have left it someplace. I can't lead the parade without my hat," Mickey cried. "The Drum Major's hat is special. It has such bright colors and it matches my uniform. I just can't lead the parade without it."
"I'll help you look," Minnie said.
"Gosh, thanks, Minnie," said Mickey. "Come on, our last stop was Space Mountain."
"Come on."
Yeah.
"Come on, our last stop was Space Mountain," Minnie said as they returned to Tomorrowland. And you can see them on the People Mover.
Hey, what's down there?
And we can see in the corner of this page the saddest thing in the history of all theme parks. Donald Duck has dropped his ice cream cone. I hate seeing dropped ice cream on the floor. What a shame. Mickey and Minnie held on as the rocket swooped around one high-speed curve after another.
I don't like that ride.
Space Mountain?
I like Space Mountain, but I don't like the specific one at
Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World,
yeah.
Because it has sudden drops, and
yeah.
It just makes, like, it just...
You didn't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of like just breaks up your, like... It rocks you around a lot and
yeah.
Helps you up and down a lot.
So what you're saying is it's not your favorite ride.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
Wait, what was the reason that you didn't like it?
I felt like it jerked you around a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It does that. It goes this. Thump, thump, thump,
yeah,
thump,
it jerks you around. There you go.
"Wow, what a ride," said Mickey. "But I don't see my hat."
Well, of course not. It's dark in there. Mickey and Minnie found their friend Donald Duck at their next stop, the Grand Prix Raceway.
"I haven't seen your hat," said Donald, "but I just saw Goofy, and he was wearing a new hat."
Donald is really hard to do.
Yeah. Don't be mean to my mom because Donald is super hard to do. I don't know who voiced him.
It's really hard to do. Oh, we try it anyways, though, right? Yeah.
"Thanks anyway, Donald,"
Mickey replied as his friend sped away.
Mickey's pretty easy.
Yeah, Mickey's easy for me. After searching all over Tomorrowland, Minnie suggested they explore Fantasyland. Soon they were twisting and turning high above the castles, but they couldn't see Mickey's new hat from up there either. But I spy with my little eye. The Wicked Queen in disguise. Oh dear, get away from Snow White. Mickey and Minnie saw several familiar faces at It's a Small World, which is my favorite, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys something?
Hmm.
This is just funny. Hmm. So, in the scene where the Wicked Queen is about to poison Snow White when she's handing over the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a bunch of football players and the quarterback and a bunch of different colored teams just tackle her.
That would be funny. End of story.
End of story. And then Snow White's just like,
oh dear.
That was odd. And then she wants up.
Goes back to cooking. Hi, said Daisy Duck. Don't you just love this attraction? Oh, yes, Minnie said. And then she told Daisy about Mickey's missing hat. I haven't seen it, Daisy said, humming along with the ride's catchy tune.
It's a small world.
Mm-hmm. But I heard Goofy got a new hat today. Hmm, said Mickey. That's what Donald said.
Next stop, Frontierland, Minnie said.
Gee, it would be fun to take a riverboat ride, Mickey said.
Come on, Minnie said. We'll do that next time. For now, we'd better check out Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
And I guess they go and do that. Let's see. Oh, yeah. In the picture, we can see them walking over to Big Thunder Mountain. I don't know why they keep looking on roller coasters. Why do they keep looking on roller coasters? If you're wearing a hat on a roller coaster, it probably got blown off. Don't you think?
Yeah, end of story.
End of story.
Blown off, you lost it, end of story.
Correct.
Don't worry, Mickey. We'll find your hat.
Minnie reassured him.
Maybe we should check out the Haunted Mansion next, she said when they reached Liberty Square.
You don't think one of the ghosts took it, do you?
Mickey asked with a chuckle. If they did, I don't think I would want it back. I would just be like, you know what? You go ahead and keep that.
Why?
I don't want to mess with a ghost. Do you?
I'd ask him for my hat back. And if he says no, I'd be like, okay, then I'm not going back to the Haunted Mansion ever again.
Yeah. Minnie laughed at Mickey's joke.
I doubt it, she replied. Let's look in the Hall of Presidents. Hi, Mickey. Hi, Minnie.
Said Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and they were all on the Pirates of the Caribbean in Adventureland.
See, that's why I said it.
Hi, boys, Mickey said. Have you seen my hat? I lost it somewhere in the Magic Kingdom.
Nope, said Huey. But Goofy has a new hat,
added Dewey.
Yeah, it's really cool,
finished Louie. Mickey.
They are really hard to talk.
They are really hard. All the ducks are hard for me, except for Daisy. Why is it that Daisy can speak clearly, but none of the rest of them can?
I mean, Webby can speak clearly too.
Sort of, yeah. Uh-huh. Mickey was starting to wonder if he would ever find his new hat.
Say, mister, the Jungle Cruise guide said to Mickey. The animals are over this way.
Mickey turned to the guide. Sorry, I was just looking for my hat, he said. Minnie giggled.
I sure hope the hippos didn't eat it. Did we go to Cinderella's castle today?
Minnie asked.
I can't remember.
I wanted to, but we didn't have time, said Mickey. Gosh, Minnie, where could that hat be? I just can't lead the parade without it.
We'll find it, Mickey. We still haven't checked Main Street, USA.
Minnie reminded him. Oh, I would have started there. It's like the biggest place to go, huh? Mickey and Minnie went from shop to shop on Main Street, but they still couldn't find Mickey's hat anywhere. There was only one more place to look, the movie theater. Mickey was ready to give up his search, but he did find the Dapper Dans, and there's four of them, and they're singing barbershop quartet harmonies to him, so that should lift his spirits a little bit, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just then, they spotted their friend Goofy.
My hat! Mickey cried.
It's yours? Goofy exclaimed. Gosh, I had no idea. I found it in the movie theater. Mickey got his hat back just in time. He wore it proudly as he marched in the big parade. It was the perfect ending to another wonderful day at Walt Disney World. And that, my friends, is about how our day went too. We got to see some of those rides. We got to see some of those characters. Didn't we have a great day at Magic Kingdom? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so too. We even got to see fireworks. And that, our dear friends, is...
Hope you can finish another Disney story tomorrow.
Me too. Oh, you want to do another Disney story tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.